And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. Starting in Australia, the government has discovered a creative new way to victimize crime victims. They had their home broken into twice in a single night. Masked intruders came in, ransacked rooms, and stole their Lexus. Police never showed up. And weeks later, no officer had visited the crime scene. But here's where it gets rich. Traffic cameras caught the car thief not wearing a seatbelt, and authorities promptly mailed the couple a $6,000 ticket. The thieves remain at large, and the fine? It's real. Because the government, you know, always there when you don't need them. Closer to home, in West Virginia, the Senate there passed the First Amendment Preservation Act, which bans state agencies from contracting with media monitoring outfits like NewsGuard, the browser extension famous for slapping unreliable labels on conservative outlets while giving left-leaning sites a gold star. Florida already has a similar law on the books, and the 2025 National Defense Authorization Act included federal contracting restrictions on NewsGuard as well. Speaking of things being called what they aren't, Chuck Schumer is pushing legislation to make the pride flag a congressionally authorized symbol, placing it alongside the U.S. flag, military flags, and prisoner of war MIA flags under federal protection. This comes after President Trump's executive order requiring only the American flag at national monuments, which forced its removal from Stonewall. Schumer called Stonewall sacred ground. In Wyoming, pro-lifers came within a single vote of advancing a constitutional amendment to defend their state's abortion bans from judicial overreach. The Wyoming Supreme Court had ruled 4-1 that the state's Life is a Human Right Act violated a constitutional provision about health care decisions, effectively reading abortion rights into the state constitution. Senate Joint Resolution 7 would have let voters correct that this fall. It needed a two-thirds majority. It got 20-11. 9 Republicans voted against it, citing concerns about unintended consequences. A Minnesota middle school geography teacher apparently missed the memo that geography involves maps. An 8th grade class at Hermantown Community School received a PowerPoint teaching that ICE agents use tricky and violent tactics, with a bonus British-produced video on American immigration policy for extra credit. And the school principal defended it as aligned with Minnesota state standards. Defending Education founder Nicole Neely called it force-fed ideological propaganda, which is a reasonably accurate description of a geography lesson that includes slides linking to a 2026 video titled Trump is Wrong, the USA is Already Great. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do right now at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.